We hear the term ideology a lot these days.
I will take historic action to defeat the toxic poison of gender ideology and reaffirm that God created two genders, male and female.
Promotions and admissions are based on merit and not on other ideologies.
Christian nationalism is an ideology that this was founded as a Christian nation.
There clearly was a leftist ideology with this assassin.
The voices you heard there, President Trump, Education Secretary Linda McMahon, scholar Brad Onishi, and Utah Governor Spencer Cox. For our Word of the Week segment today, NPR religion and belief correspondent Jason DeRose takes on ideology.
The French Enlightenment philosopher Antoine de Tracy first coined the word ideology. He had a notion.
We use science to study all sorts of things, and we should also use science to study ideas as well.
Samuel Chan, who teaches political thought at Occidental College, says de Tracy meant the term to be neutral, but ideology was quickly taken up by Napoleon to describe the beliefs of his enemies.
Who were not only arguing for a study of ideas, but who were also arguing for republicanism and liberalism that was at odds with Napoleon's own political ambitions.
Not long after Napoleon, Karl Marx began using the term, says Chan, to describe a false class consciousness.
If you are a worker and yet you are not up there for a strike or revolution, and yet you are serving the interests of the capitalist class, and somehow you believe that's good for you, that's because you are beholden to the ideology of the ruling class.
Ideology has essentially become a form of name-calling. It's a way of sort of saying you have ridiculous or stupid beliefs.
That's Jason Blakely, who teaches politics at Pepperdine University. He's also the author of the book Lost in Ideology. Both conservatives and liberals use the term, he says, when someone on the right uses it, as in, say, gender ideology.
What they often mean is a faddish set of beliefs that will sort of destroy the moral and traditional order that's there from time out of mind and possibly lead to the decline and fall of civilization.
Blakely hears a different meaning from the left with, say, the phrase Christian nationalist ideology.
They often mean hierarchies that are unjustified, that are thoughtlessly sort of inherited and traditional, and that is sort of hem in emancipation and human flourishing and fulfillment.
Rather than using the word ideology to describe a set of beliefs, Samuel Chan prefers the term worldview or narrative.
The story of how people not only give meaning to their lives, but also give meaning to the community that they've been in or the history of the community.
Which, he argues, allows for greater empathy toward another's beliefs. But Jason Blakely has this proposal for people who really want to change someone's mind.
I would like us to think of ideology more in the analogy of religion, where religious people think their religion is true, but they tend to also understand that it's a cultural tradition that you have to speak out of and persuade people into.
By demonstrating, says Blakely, the truth of one's own beliefs, rather than casting another's as wrong. Jason DeRose, NPR News.